a quaint production of a classic drama succumbing to too much sentimentality, or being played somewhere in the suburb of a suburb unintentionally for laughs. Not great. Wouldn't travel. But given the quality of the source material, satisfying nonetheless. If Ramadan's Aunt Clarissa or any of his cousins were around to witness the scene, and they often were because they lived on the other side of Mama June's shotgun double and came sniffing and foraging next door anytime they smelled her cooking or wanted to borrow some money, their anxieties would be relieved when the dish rag pantomime began, for secretly, they felt threatened by Ramadan and his moody ways. In such moments, their envy, born of their understanding his place of privilege in Mama June's heart, would seethe with a bit less passion. They sensed, quite reasonably, these relatives, these rivals for Mama June's affection, and the benefits thereof, that rooted in Ramadan's temperamental nature was a power, a will far superior to their own, and that his bullishness, were it ever to flourish into its most potent form, a true and virtuous virility, might somehow be employed to destroy them. That they implicitly understood there was something in them that might warrant destruction could be chalked up to the uncanny ability most folks have, without any specialized training, mind you, to assess accurately their worth, or worthlessness for that matter, the evidence of a persistent white noise of truth. Their fear of Ramadan explained why at every turn they stressed the slightness of his form, nudging him about his boniness, as if accentuating this perceived weakness could truly prevent his evolution toward strength and maturity. For it was they, his very kin, whom he loved in spite of their wariness of him, who were the ones far more so than the random chubby playground pal or the prematurely muscled schoolmate who called Ramadan, turning a tease into a taunt, skinny as a rail. Ramadan's extreme leanness was a trait he shared with his father, Mustafa Tota, a Syrian transplanted to New Orleans to help his uncle Adad run a small but profitable gas station and convenience store on the corner of North Rampart and Governor Nichols Streets, just a couple of blocks from Mama June's. Ramadan had never met and perhaps never would meet Mustafa, which of course accounted in no small part for his profound sense of yearning, an impulse so intense that it sometimes sent him bolting across the borders between species, his being instinctively attempting to substitute a feral closeness to nature for the missing parental bond. Better a wild bull, his psyche had concluded, than an abandoned little boy. It was in the fall of 1999, less than a year before the birth of Ramadan, when Mustafa had first heard the foreign phrase, skinny as a rail, applied to himself by Alicia Ramsey, a flirtatious and decidedly not skinny as a rail New Orleans girl. Alicia had casually offered to cook him a pot of red beans to fatten him up before leaving him deciphering the simile and her smile. His Arabic ears, preternaturally pricked with suspicion of the American tongue, had heard instead, skinny Israel. He had thought it curious that a young woman who was plainly coming on to him would call him that. Accurate as it might have been in a strictly geographic sense, true, Israel was a narrow sliver of a country just to the southwest of his own. It wasn't a manner of speaking that one could remotely associate with amorous intent. What, after all, did Israel, skinny or otherwise, have to do with him? Was the girl somehow disrespecting him? Was she an American bigot prone to Middle Eastern insult without even knowing it? Had he misread her interest altogether? Or was this skinny Israel nonsense some sort of romantic mischief, as when a girl says she hates you but secretly desires you intensely? Yes, he liked this latter rationalization. He liked it very, very much. Mustafa had a way of turning things around in his head for maximum psychological impact that ultimately accrued to his own benefit. In short, he was a pretty regular guy. American English wasn't easy, he had learned, and neither evidently were American girls. But then, Mustafa hadn't really tried very hard to converse with the young women who frequented the store, mostly because his uncle had warned him before bringing him to New Orleans not to become involved with the customers.